For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Hello again. Today is the feast of a Jesuit brother, unknown to many Jesuits, much less Jesuit parishioners. His name is Francis Garrete Argouren, and he was born in 1857, not far from the home of St. Ignatius of Loyola. In 1874, he entered the Society of Jesus to become a religious brother. Besides serving his fellow Jesuits as an infirmarian, what Brother Francis was most known for was his gentle and inspiring presence. For many years, he served as the guest master at our Jesuit college in Bilbao, Spain. Like St. Alphonsus Rodriguez before him, the ways in which Brother Francis advised and welcomed scores of Jesuits and their guests became legendary. He died in 1929, having lived out today's gospel proclamation and leaving an inspiring legacy of humility, hospitality, and wisdom. Brother Francis's life of humble service was typical of many brothers in the Society of Jesus. Often in the background, more often than not, Jesuit brothers inspired people in simple yet profound ways. Given the feast of this Jesuit brother, allow me to provide several examples of Jesuit brothers who have inspired me. Perhaps you have known or heard a few of them. His name was Brother Bob Lawn. One day he showed up in my 8th grade class to talk about religious vocations. Young, handsome, and charismatic, Brother Lawn's visit to our classroom sparked and brought an enthusiasm to the classroom that day. The girls were certainly attracted to him, and the boys such as myself were impressed by his being humorous and yet humble. Even Sister Marie Louise, our aging 8th grade Sister of Mercy teacher, was cheered by his visit. Surprisingly, that evening, Brother Bob showed up at my family's home that evening for dinner, the purpose of which I had no idea. Several months later, my brother Fran, a senior at St. Joseph's College, announced that he was entering the Jesuits upon graduation. Obviously, Brother Bob cultivated my brother's vocation as a Jesuit and planted seeds for my own. His name was Brother Bart Sheehan. He was among the other 25 men who entered the Society of Jesus with me 45 years ago, this month. Bart was the only one to enter to become a Jesuit brother. A humble, wise widower of 67 years of age, Bart already had an amazing life. A star basketball player at St. Joseph's College, Bart became a political leader in the state of New Jersey, and later served as a judge and a bank vice president. What impressed anyone who met Brother Bart was his humility and gentle and applied wisdom. After all, he was a judge and a great lawyer, and he taught and tutored so many young men and women. One of my last moments with Brother Bart was when he was well in his 80s. One day, while on retreat, I was shooting baskets by myself. Bart happened to walk by and silently motioned for me to pass the ball to him. I did so, and then he proceeded to shoot a 25-foot shot. Swish, it went. Bart blessed himself and then walked silently away with a twinkle in his eye and a grin on his face. Brother Bart was certainly an inspiring Jesuit brother. His name was Brother Bill Sudzina, but his nickname was Sudsy. He was a World War II veteran, having served in communications in the Aleutian Islands. The cold and rough weather prepared Sudsy for the many outdoor building and repairing projects he performed for some 60 years as a Jesuit brother. Often dressed in old army fatigues, Sudsy roamed the corridors of the Jesuit Novitiate and Spiritual Center in Warnesville, with grease on his hands and dirt under his fingernails, signifying that he had been in the boiler room or somewhere on the spacious grounds. A small but muscular man who once played football at North Carolina State, Sudsy was very popular with generations of novices and later retreatants at Warnersville. He was always there to fix that which was broken, whether boiler rooms, cars, or showers. And yes, his gregarious presence also had a way of fixing souls. His name was Rick Curry. Many Holy Trinity parishioners knew him as Father Rick, who, among other initiatives, helped to found our local dog tag cafe. I knew him as Brother Rick, since for most of his 50-some years as a Jesuit, he served as a Jesuit brother. It was only in the last years of his life, in an effort to serve wounded and disabled veterans sacramentally, that Rick was ordained and served as a Jesuit priest. As some of you may recall, his ordination took place at Holy Trinity Parish. For me, Rick was a Jesuit brother who taught me theater in my senior year at St. Joseph's College. For generations of students at St. Joe's and at Georgetown University, Rick had a way of teaching his students as actors, whereby we became more attuned to our bodies in space and to reach into our hearts when we want to express ourselves carefully and profoundly. Always eager to learn from my theatrical teacher, I can recall the night before my ordination speaking with Brother Curry with some nervousness about saying and preaching at my first Mass. Rick pointed to my heart, said, quote, "Kevin, remember what I taught you. It's there in your heart. Speak from your heart and let it flow," unquote. Ironically, some 25 years later, as I saw Brother Rick shortly before he was ordained and he expressed his nervousness to me, I returned the favor, saying to him, quote, "Rick, as a wise teacher once told me, reach into your heart and let it flow," unquote. What a gift this vowed religious was for Christ, and as for so many years and for so many people, especially the disabled, Brother and Father Rick Curry inspired people by reaching into their hearts. Attached to this homily link is a YouTube link of Rick. I invite you to be inspired by his humor and his humble wisdom. His name is Brother Guy Consolmagno. Some of you may know him as the Catholic astronomer who has been heard on radio and podcasts and seen on television and YouTube. Presently, Brother Guy serves as the director of the Vatican Observatory. I first became acquainted with him his very first night as a Jesuit novice. We invited the entire Jesuit community to gaze up at the stars and the planets through the telescope he had brought into the novitiate with him. And Brother Guy really knew his subject matter. You see, before entering the Jesuits, Guy took his doctoral degree from MIT to work on the Hubble telescope. Since entering the society in 1989, Brother Guy has given scores of talks, authored several books, and numerous articles on the topics related to the relationship between religion and science. One of his specializations is studying craters on the moon and how the Earth may have been shaped by the shattering of meteors. I invite you to check out the link attached to this homily link and be inspired by Brother Guy's humble and wise presence as a Jesuit. Like Blessed Brother Francis, the five Jesuit brothers I've discussed are examples of men who devoted their lives for Christ in humble and inspiring service. While there are only a few dozen Jesuit brothers in the United States, the vocation of the Jesuit religious brother continues to be central to the life of humble and wise service, and to witness to Jesus' statement that the last shall be first.